Hi, Seth. Nice to see you again. Thanks for coming along. How are you today?
Yeah.
I know the weather's gone really blustery, hasn't it? Okay, shall we begin the interview? It's just coming up to 7:15 on Friday, January 20th, 2014, and I just need to go over a few formalities before we start. I'm DS Laura Sund, and we're here at interview room 4 at Edgehill Park. Thanks for coming along, Seth. I appreciate your time's valuable. Do you have any questions? No.
No.
Okay. Seth, in your own words and taking all the time you need, I want you to describe to me what happened. I want you to tell me everything you can remember, even if it seems like something that wouldn't be important. I want to know about it. It might help to try picturing yourself back there, back at the scene. So take your time. When you feel ready, just start.
I'm not sure where to start. There was a security van. There was a car. There were four robbers. There were two guards. No, there was one guard. No, two. Two. Okay, I'm not sure if there were two, but there was definitely one. So he had the case, and the robbers were trying to get it. They had guns. They fought with the guards, and then they took Liz away at gunpoint. That's the basics. That's the main points. Don't get me wrong, I want to remember more, but I'm really struggling. I mean, it was such a terrifying thing to happen. One thing I do remember is the fight. One of the robbers didn't have a mask. Don't ask me why. I guess he just didn't care. He was fighting with one of the guards, possibly the only guard. Well, except that when we walked up, when I first knew something was wrong was because I saw this guy point a shotgun at the windscreen, and it was clear there was somebody in the van in the front seats, and the guy with the gun was pointing the gun at them. Was that the odd guy? I'm not sure, and I'm. This is going to sound a bit daft, but one of the robbers was different. They had a mask and a gun, but I'd say they were different, possibly shorter, possibly, I don't know, rounder, but almost feminine. Could it have been a woman? Oh, that is daft. But you know, I mean, maybe that helps with the description. Where was I? Oh, yeah, pointing a shotgun at the window and shouting, at the windscreen and shouting. There was a guard out the van. He had the case. The unmasked man, he hit him with the gun and he just went down fast. And then the two of them were then over him. They were pointing guns, and that was when I saw the fourth man. He was just there. Maybe I didn't see him. Maybe he was hiding. Maybe he came from the car. I don't know. All I know is that he was just there. Fourth man. I'm not including the guard. So there's one in the front of the van, then the unmasked one fighting with the guard. That's three, with the one in the road in front of us. So who was the fourth? There were four. Where was I? Yeah, the guy in the road. The guy in the road just kind of appeared. The driver. That's the fourth. Driver of the car, the silver one. And Audi, I think, an A6. So the driver was in the car. Where was the car, though? Things were really confused. Okay, two of them with the guard, one in the road, and no car. There wasn't a car. Car and the driver came later because this other guy just appeared in the road and there wasn't a car. Oh, he grabbed Liz and then the car came. Tires screeching, I remember that. Then they all get in the car, dragging Liz, and they're gone.
Okay, thank you, Seth. I'm going to ask you some questions now that are going to focus on the things you've just described. So let's start by getting a picture of where this took place. Can you describe the surroundings?
It isn't somewhere I've been before. It's not anywhere I'll be going back to. It's a square behind the shopping street. You're not allowed to park there, but there are spaces which I guess are for deliveries. The whole place is surrounded by buildings. It's not big. Perhaps you could get six or seven cars there. The road runs along one side. We were at the street end of the square, and the van was at the other end. It was black. There were a few other cars there too.
Good. Now, picture the square. Imagine yourself walking into the square. The van is at the far side. What's the first thing you see? Really try and form a picture in your mind, and when you're ready, tell me what you see.
Not much at first. Okay, one of them's in front of the van with a gun. Not sure that really struck me as odd as anything at first. You know, it's just somebody standing there and you don't really think much about it. Then I saw the mask. Pretty certain that the one I thought was a little bit odd, he had combat trousers on. Combat trousers and a dark jacket. Well, probably dark blue, black. Okay. Then I see the guard, because I remember thinking, oh no, the guard's not going to be happy about the guy there with the gun, and thinking, do security guards carry guns in this country? But the guard isn't looking at the van or the guy with the gun, they're looking away. I think the other robber was behind a car, maybe, because then I see him. He goes over to the guard and hits him. The guard falls down. The guy looks around at the other robber, I guess. He's not wearing a mask, and I can see his face.
Hold that image. Really focus in on his face. Get a good picture in your mind, and then describe him to me.
Middle Eastern? Dark clothes, nothing distinctive. Not sure why I say he was Middle Eastern. He's not really Caucasian, not really Asian, not really anything obvious. I think I say Middle Eastern because he seems to remind me of an actor. I don't know his name, but he always plays Middle Eastern men. Other than that, average height, average weight, dark hair.
You said one of the robbers was standing in the road and you suddenly noticed him. Can you describe that person to me? Picture the scene again. You're standing there in the road. This person is in front of you. When you're ready and in your own time, get as good a picture as you can and then describe them.
Oh, this is not so easy. It could have been the driver, but I'd say the car wasn't there yet. Also, I think I could see the face of the driver. This guy, he was the one that came for Liz. He walked towards us, and he definitely had a shotgun. I'd say he fired it. There was something odd about his face. Couldn't really see it. I think he may have been wearing sunglasses and a hat. Dark sunglasses that meant you couldn't really see him. Whatever, I just can't see his face in my mind. He definitely had a gun, though.
Right, let's focus on the driver and the car. When did you first see the car?
Oh, that is a good question. In my mind, I have this image of the car pulling up and everyone jumping out. But when I think of the guy grabbing Liz, he's standing in the road and there is no car. My guess is that the car pulled up when he was grabbing Liz. He was shouting at her and us not to look. And, you know, when a guy with a shotgun tells you not to do something, you don't do it. He dragged Liz, who was bent over, and the car was there. The driver? Okay, the guy with Liz definitely gets in with her into the back, so he wasn't the driver. Is that right? There's this guy at the front of the car. I hadn't seen him before. He's shouting, and he's not wearing a mask.
Let's focus more there. Picture this man as best you can. Take your time, focus in on him, and when you're ready, describe him.
Okay. He's white, quite tall, not skinny, not fat, probably athletic. Not sure. Can't really see his hair, so I'd say it wasn't anything, you know, to mark him out. Average height, average build, average face, just average.
You're doing really well, Seth. I know this is hard for you. I just want to go back to the guard who you said was fighting. I think we've got everything for today. I've got no more questions right now, so is there anything else you want to add?
To be honest, I didn't think I'd remember 10% of what we've covered. I really don't think there's anything more to add.
OK, well, if you do remember anything later, you've got my card and you know how to contact me. The next step...